Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. My name is Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. I'm a teaching pastor and the author of Victory Book. And joining me in our Providence studio today is Mike Warner, our very own entertainment guru. Chicago Fire's Daniel Keery Madison, or Kyrie, a.k.a. Ritter, is following you on Twitter.
Hey, it comes with a job.
Mike and I are going to be talking about NBC Chicago's Med storyline of a baby breaking his arm when his mom collapsed, only for it to be revealed that she has leukemia and will be without getting a stem cell transplant. Are you kidding me? We're also going to be talking about Chicago Fire having a kid play with an active grenade and Chicago PD having a daughter of a VIP get accosted by a murderer. It's all ahead. Next.
Talking about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
Let's start with Chicago Fire, and I don't mean the episode. I'm talking about Daniel Keery Madison following you on Twitter. FYI, people, Entertainment Guru's Twitter handle is at EGMike84. Be sure to follow.
That's right, guys. So listen, I always talk about taking it to the next step or how I'm going to get to the next step. Well, I'm getting some pretty good headway
with
the stars. So one of the first celebrities to follow me was Daniel Newman, and he had a couple of seasons on The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the Lethal Weapon.
Damon Wayans.
No, the lab guy.
Oh, Jonathan Scorsese.
Okay, yes.
Oh, sorry, Jonathan Fernandez,
Fernandez.
Who plays Scorsese.
Yes.
So he was the second person.
Oh, really?
Oh, the second celebrity.
Jeez.
And then.
It's adding up.
I love Chicago Fire. So
it's a really good, well-made show.
Yeah, so when the crossover happened and we had that scene with Ritter getting blown back and that story of he only became a firefighter because his dad was one.
Right.
I was like, wow.
And a bad one at that.
Powerful.
At that moment.
Yeah, but powerful in what he was saying.
Yes.
And it's even more powerful that my homeboy Christian Stoltz, a.k.a. Mouch, said, listen, the whole line with civilians and firefighters perfect that was.
I wrote it down. That's how good it was.
Yes, exactly.
He was responding as a civilian instead of as a fireman. We got to be reminded.
Yeah, and it just like the whole situation.
Heart.
The thing I love is, so I couldn't find Daniel's Twitter handle. I'm like looking all over. I'm searching through all of Twitter. Who's the black guy that's now on the fire team? Who's the new cast on fire? Like, and they're talking about the cast name, character name, not the cast person. Blame it.
Right.
So like, I need something to.
And
so I'm like watching the critics
their
trying
name
to figure
is.
Out who's who. And I'm like,
right. Because their real name on Twitter would be Underwater Fish.
Yeah.
82 or
exactly.
Something.
Well, Daniel Keery Madison doesn't use his last name, so I found Daniel Madison. But he's only Daniel Keery on Twitter because Daniel Madison is like 40,000 Daniel Madisons. So I couldn't find him. And then Christian Stolt, a.k.a. Mouch, tweeted,
yes.
Welcome to 51, and he had at Daniel Keery. And I'm like,
good.
So I thanked him. I was like, thanks, Christian. I was looking for Ritter's Twitter handle. Well, Ritter favorited that tweet, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not following him. And the actor still favorited the tweet that I said I was looking for his handle.
Boom.
So after he favorited my tweet, I said, thanks for showing some love. I really appreciate it. Maybe a follow back.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, okay, he's probably going to be like, this desperate MF. I'm not going to follow him back. So
he's
I was like, you know what?
Like, wow, an entertainment guru is actually tweeting at me. I must have made it. That's probably what he was thinking.
And that's probably what he was thinking. But, you know, I always go to the negative first. So all of a sudden, he writes, you got it. And I'm like, you got it.
Right.
And then my screen says, Daniel Keery Madison is following you. And I was so ecstatic.
Thank you.
That I called 11 people at 12 o'clock at night, none of which answered their phone because it was 12 o'clock at night.
It was 12 o'clock at night.
And I tweeted him back and I said, you're awesome and you just made my whole month.
Aww.
Because that was huge.
Yes.
Like, the new guy.
And he's following.
And he's following.
And he's on the rise.
Yes. And he is the icon in the making is his description.
And it's true.
And the creator of the TTV with B. Cordelia. also Ritter on NBC Chicago Fire.
It's a TTV.
So I'm going to look it up because I want to know more about what he's the creator of.
That's pretty good.
And he's on a lifelong pursuit of the world's best crab ragoon. So I love that because I love food too. So it's like, we're both up and coming icons.
Yes. And we both love crab ragoon.
Well,
Oh, that's right.
They kill me now.
That's not right. They're killing me. He has an allergy to
shellfish,
which I'm going to rebuke in Jesus' name the way I had an allergy to coconut all of a sudden when I finally got a free Ben and Jerry's meal. I don't think so. Bless God. But what's great about the fact that he's following you now on Twitter is establishes you. Here's the thing. This year you have stepped into the role in a greater dimension.
Yes.
And it went from being a moniker to being reality. And they go, wow, all these actors, because he's being humble. There's a whole slew of actors who are already responding to him, favorite him, hanging on his every word, because he responds to them the proper way, in character, in context. He's not being fanboy. He's not fanning out.
Yes.
You're very much like, that was great the way you told that doctor to shut the F up, bless God. Well, he doesn't put F up and bless God. You know, that's a little bit of me in there.
Correct.
This is why I don't tweet, by the way, because I wouldn't know how to tweet as a Christian.
I forget about Selena Todd from Crazy Rich Asians.
See?
She follows me.
Look at this. Only from one of the biggest movies of the year. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. That's like me saying, so what'd you do last week, Mike? I go, I had a good week, went to work, and then I watched TV, I was producer for the podcast, going through post-processing, updating the shows. And like, didn't you get a phone call and have a long 2-hour conversation with Steven Spielberg, which he took you to his house afterwards? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Tuesday.
So you get mad at me.
See,
this person you might know. Do you know Jessica Caesar?
Caesar. Doesn't sound familiar.
It says actor, producer, and writer. Casual on Hulu, hashtag Grey's Anatomy, hashtag Atlanta FX. So she's a writer, I guess, I'm assuming, for Grey's.
Okay.
Because she clearly wasn't a celebrity because you would know the name. But that's the girl right there.
Let me see here.
She follows me on Twitter and I didn't even realize that. So.
She must be a writer, but she is beautiful. She needs to be on screen. And you said, what's her last name?
Caesar.
Oh, you lied to me. That's why. Her name is Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh,
glory. No, I'm saying she is beautiful.
And there's another official Twitter.
Wow.
Celebrity wise.
Can you tweet at her and tell her follow at TiVo Mike? Or don't even follow. Tweet me. Just say my friend wants to say hello.
All right. I'll do
that's
that.
That's all you got to say. Just keep it simple. Isn't that what's that called when the bro sets up the girl?
The wingman?
Yeah, the wingman. Can't you just wing it?
Yeah, I can try that.
There
I'll try that.
This is so good because my photo's not on there, so I have a chance.
I can't even stand you.
Oh, no, I do. Oh, but I'm up there with Whoopi, so maybe they'll think that I'm a celebrity person.
And Jake Arneel Weaver.
Look
I forgot him. He's a paramedic on Chicago Fire and Med and PD. He's actually been on all three shows.
I was going to say, when you said that the show
it's funny
does
I'm
a
thinking,
crossover,
I'm looking, I'm like, wow.
Every episode's a crossover. They're all in the same, Dad Blum city.
Yeah.
And these are all people. That's what I said, people. You have a litany of these people who are just following you that is commonplace. It's not even a thing anymore. It's like, yeah. I mean, the next day, I'm like, you know what, guys? Mila Ventimiglia sent me a tweet
more
saying
people
how
than
you
I remember.
Doing. Look at this. Look
follow
at
me.
This.
So,
name the list. Come on now.
April Fitzsimmons, she's a writer.
Yes.
She's done a couple of episodes of Chicago Justice.
Okay.
Well, she was writing for them, and she follows me on Twitter, and I wasn't aware that she followed me on Twitter.
See?
Maurice Hall.
Yes.
Rodney Salisbury, he's a voice actor.
Come on.
So apparently there's a lot of celebrities who follow me on Twitter.
What is your title again?
Entertainment Guru.
There you go.
Not only is that, all the Justice handles, Justice, Med, Fire, NPD, the handles from NBC follow me.
And you know why? Because who gave you swag?
They did. They definitely gave me some great swag. So.
And people, when I tell the story, they don't believe me. They go, wait a minute, what happened? I go, he tweets all them all the time. One day in the mail, he gets a package. It's from NBC's One Chicago. Dick Wolf said, I love you. Here's some stuff. And it was all this swag. And they go, no, he must have requested. I go, no, he was just tweeting up. And one day they sent him swag.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, we want your address. I'm like, my address?
Yes!
That's weird. And then all of a sudden they were like, boom, here you go.
And you see that it has the white check mark with the blue background.
Yep.
Some people mistakenly think it's a blue check mark. It's actually a white check mark with a blue background.
This is true.
That's what I need. That special effect from The More You Know. And every time I say insightful things, we just play that afterwards.
Yes!
Well, you're listening to the Steve and Mike Show. We're going to take a brief break, and then we'll come right back like we've done this before. Okay.
What you going to do? Lift up your head and keep moving? Or let the paranoia haunt you? Everybody like confidence. Everybody like confidence. How many times our potential was anonymous? How many times the city make me promises? So I promise this. I'ma do it till I get it right. I went to war last night. I've been dealing with depression ever since an adolescent, ducking every other blessing. I can never see the message. I can never take the lead. I can never bob and weave. Give my story to the children and the lesson they can read. Dreams of reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down. The wind can cry now. Strong in me, I still smile. I love myself.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. You are here with us, and I thank you for that, because that's how life should be. Remember, you can listen to us if you download the Radio Public app for free.
That's
right. Did I mention
it's
free, which means it's only $29.99 minus $29.99. And then, boom shakala, you then listen to us, and then we're in your ear. See, right now, sometimes I'll use the expression in my head. Like, in my head, I'm having a great time all the time, no matter what's happening, even when I'm being mean to people. But for this show, we're in your ears. We're in both of them. This is so cool.
Both
like right
ears.
Now, you're hearing me in your ear.
That's right.
Now you just heard him in your ear say, that's right. And now you heard me say that you heard him. All right. Anyway, this goes on and on. We could totally inception this.
Yes.
At the end of this episode, we're going to ask you, did this episode happen? That's how deep it's going to be. Oh, so what show are we talking about first today?
Let's start with Chicago Med.
Chicago Medical.
Because, first off, let me just say, the whole scene was crazy. Like, the whole...
Everything. Med is always off the chain. Can I just say that?
Yes. And we don't forget the patients. Like, it doesn't get off the chain, and it's all about the cast.
And that dude is like, what, Jackie Chan's son or something? All tune, and I'm going to upgrade and backflip off his triple sow cow in the apartment. I said, first of all, if you don't sit yourself down and go ahead and just go be a doctor. Now you got to be a doctor, making money, being an Asian, being smart, and you got to be Jackie Chan's son.
I know. Did you see that body? I'm like, man,
ridiculous.
We need to open. Like, I already feel bad about me sitting on TV.
Thank
on
you. I put my Oreo right down. Right. I was like, that
I
Oreo
did right
was
down in the milk and right down in my mouth. So. It still happened.
It still happened. See, I had to pick it back up to the commercial.
I like that. I like that. But first off, that first immediate scene with the mom being sick.
With the leukemia?
Yes. And then her brother not wanting to?
Yes.
I was so mad until he explained why he didn't want
to. I thought he was going to reveal, that's not really my sibling.
That's what I thought.
Yes. And we just did that to be here or something.
Yes.
I really thought that's where it was going. And he was like, no, I'm just afraid that I'll be in a system. They're like, no, there's no way. We don't share information with the government.
I have a kid coming. I can't risk my own family because she's dumb. Like,
and then the moment he says, well, no, it's okay. We have a policy where we don't explain to the government. I said, Dick Wolf, if you don't get yourself out of this scene, everything don't need to be political.
What is it? Hospitals really are a safe space.
Of course they are.
What I was mad about is
that.
What I was mad about.
They were called in.
Is they.
Come on. And it's that same.
Same lady. Same dude she put in charge of the ED.
How many times has she got to do the wrong thing? Doesn't she realize?
It's for the good of the hospital.
Well, you know what's going to happen? She's going to, for the good of the hospital, she's going to get fired and off the show and lose her $30,000 per episode paycheck. She better start speaking back to those writers. I was her, and I saw my script every week being the enemy, becoming more of an enemy. I would say, excuse me, dears. Excuse me. Pardon me. Can you please not argue with us in front of the father?
Yes, yes, exactly.
If I do that, I might not see them again. I'm sorry. It's all right. Oh, no harm done. I just see what I see.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Because it's bad.
It was very bad.
Huh.
Oh.
But the mom's like losing it. But thank God, you know, they got arrested, but
yeah,
they fixed it up, I guess.
They helped. He got a little bit too early.
Because he has a list
of
lawyers.
Yeah.
Again, the necessity for needing a lawyer. So if that is the case, again, if you go to TiVoMike.com, you can click on our Legal Shield link.
Yeah.
And this, I'm telling you, I'm not, you need it. You need access. It's never until you...
You know how you know you need it?
You need
when
it.
When your job starts including a legal package in your employment package.
Thank you. And you're just signing willy-nilly like it's okay. No, you don't, you just signed, Effa. Like, there's a form now, because of course I'm paying back my student loans.
Yeah.
So they sent me some form, updated, because I'm paying it off, or whatever, because I'm paying more, whatever. So I don't know if I've triggered something where they want more due or something like that. So
well,
they sent me an
updated
paperwork.
Paying more?
Right.
They want to commit you to that more.
Oh, I don't know if that's what it is or not. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But all I know is they gave me this paperwork by email to a DocuSign. And I said, I'm not going to DocuSign. I'm going to DocuPrint and send to my attorney to review before I sign whatever this paper say, bless God.
Because what it was is you committed to a lower amount.
Right.
You've been paying more.
Exactly.
And they're like,
and
oh,
they can
well,
get
he
it
didn't
anyway.
Pay more.
Right.
Let's just commit him to because now he'll pay more
sure.
than that when he makes
then
the
I'll
payment.
Pay more than whatever. It don't matter. I'll pay you up to 13 or 14 a month. I don't care. Y'all are getting out of my life. I'm kicking you in the face. I'm going to Ike Turner you. Okay? I'm going to slap the...
He said I'm going to...
I'm going to slap the interest out of you. I'm going to pummel you in the ground. Anyway, back to Med.
Yes. The other story I liked about Med was finally Will realizing he's got to help trap this mob man. I like that he
first
said no.
All.
First off, Voight, get to your face. Voight is scary.
Yes, he is.
He gets in your face, and you're like, I don't care. I said no.
Right.
I was like, all right, Will. I'll give you credit, Will. You got some cojones.
Yes. And it makes up for not having brain cells.
Yes.
Because, again, you're doing this to save $20 on a haul for a wedding that she's already been through. So all of this is nonsense.
Yes.
So I'm not – the only thing that I don't like when they do these kinds of storylines is it's not realistic because I know he's not in harm's way because he's already been renewed for another season. So he's not dying. So, like,
is
all
that
right.
Will?
Yeah. So just go ahead and just do the – like, just, you know, not everything needs to be notched up to 12 – drama.
Well, it does if you want to see the number one network
there's
in drama,
drama
on
number
Wednesdays.
One. Stay in your lane. You go on to your brother's show on PED, which, by the way, he has like three lines. Is he a small character on PED? Because he never talks anything.
No, he's actually been in it since day one, too.
Yeah, but
it's
he
just,
never says nothing.
Well, because he had so much in the beginning because of him and Sophia Bush's character.
Right.
There was so much love there relationship-wise.
Oh.
And...
But not like as a cop. It was more a personal.
Yes. So the cop, because he was never like a super aggressive cop. So now
yeah.
they're giving him, they're bringing him back into light because he started out aggressive.
Right.
But then Antonio took the helm of aggressive cop. But the aggressive.
Is that the blonde?
Legit cop. No. He's the one who does it by the book.
Oh, the one who hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
Who's now going to make a drug addict.
I know. Don't.
Did he not see Roseanne?
Did he not understand
well,
that?
Like most Americans didn't see the Roseanne episode.
Yeah.
But
all
don't
the
go the way
guys
of the
on
comic.
The show
right.
could be addicts. Why the Spanish guy got to be the addict?
That's what I'm saying.
But I'll leave it alone.
And it's going to be
I
the
digress.
Same writer. It's going to say from the creators of the Conners comes Chicago PD. That's what's going to happen. They're going to kill his character off, and it's going to be all sad.
They won't kill him, thankfully. Cause
it was an overdose.
If they were going to kill him, they would have killed him when he went to Justice, and Justice got canceled, and
that's
then he got
true.
Back to PD. So, thankfully.
He has something on those writers.
Yeah, definitely. So, on to the next segment here.
I have your calendar when you were a kid.
Chicago Fire. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Sorry. And I love the lady bringing the case of grenades.
First off,
isn't
let
that
me just
adorable?
Say, having random grenades go off in a city that doesn't have a war zone, aside from the war on drugs or the hood, I was confused. I'm like, who has a grenade?
What's going on? I thought they were doing a crossover event with Nikki. I'm like, are you bringing Nikki back from the thing to talk about and he blows up? Jeez Louise, these grenades.
But
who gets in the house, backs up,
well,
and then
I love
drives.
How she thought it was. I love how she thought they were replicas because her husband collected all these replica stuff.
Right.
And she didn't even know.
She goes,
she
they were
five grenades for $10.
And I love the realism when one of the kids was playing with it and he gets there and he goes, okay, just don't not let go of the button. But he's a kid, so I like that the kid didn't do this extra super thing
of keeping it
there.
He was like, what?
He was like, what? This is get out of my face. And I just love how there happened to be a koi pond in Chicago. So I thank God they weren't in the hood because there ain't no koi pond for nothing. He would have chucked it over to whatever
and bats
from the next door neighbor who was in the, you know, who thinks she's a cat on a roof would have died. And so it would have been a sadder episode.
It would have been a much sadder
and
episode.
How long does it take to blow? I'm like, thank God he,
they take,
he let
it's
it
like
go.
10 seconds because normally you pull the pin and it's like 5, 4 because you gotta you don't want to throw it too early,
right?
Because then it gives them time to get away.
It's
supposed to be like a planned throw, so you take the pin, you give it a few seconds, and then you whip it. This way, as it's exploding, it takes out the enemy. Not it lands and they can kick it back at you.
Right. Then that would really suck. It's all about, you know, do you do one Mississippi? Do you say one and two?
Yeah,
it's really stressful. Anyway, this is the TiVo Mike Show. We'll be back after the break.
Do you have the discipline to reach what God wants you to reach? You, or else you become mediocre. To get out of your prison of mediocrity, you need drive, you need dreams, you need discipline. Discipline really is the habit of hard work. Amen? It's the habit. Say habit. Success is really a habit. Failure is also a habit. And you need a habit of hard work. There is no success without sacrifice. Say amen. You need, tell somebody beside you, sacrifice. You've got a dream, you've got to sacrifice for that dream.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show.
That's
boom,
right.
Shakala. Do you know we're the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused godcast in the nation?
Nation. Nation.
And now you know. I tell you, I can't wait. Next week, listen for more special effects. Very, very excited. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tweet. This is big news.
I was like, you're going to tweet?
I'm going to tweet. I'm only going to tweet. When the show, because I think now I tweet by auto, whenever a new show gets
uploaded, yes.
There's a tweet that acts like I actually tweeted something. But just know, people, I'm telling you the truth, I don't tweet garbage. I don't know what happens. So I'm going to actually tweet when we introduce new segments.
Okay.
So I say, by the way, guys, on today's one, you know, look for we got a new special effect thing. That's it. I'm not going to look for whatever, because I just want y'all to know, listen, that we're getting better for you. But remember to write us if you like us at hello@tivomike.com, hello@tivomike.com, or goodbye at tivomike.com, or how you doing at tivomike.com, or what's up at tivomike.com. Either one of those you do will get to us. Okay? It's called a catch-all account. So if you misspell hello with only one L, because you're one of those Christians, go ahead. It'll still reach us. Okay? That's what we're doing.
Oh, man. So, the other thing I like about last week's episode was...
Right.
Herman telling this fool to take him serious. I like how he gave him a chance, too. He gave him a chance. He even offered him a discount on alcohol at the bar.
Yes. And that's where the money is made, by the way. And didn't he give him, like, 4 chances?
Yeah, 4 chances. And finally, he was like...
I like that he already had it written out, though.
Well, because Bowden said, I trust you, so
right.
You make whatever decision you need to make.
He said, throw that book away.
Yes.
That book. He goes, I know the book says I'm supposed to give hugs and kisses.
He said,
like, listen.
I'm a conservative.
Right.
And I've trusted your decision in what you did.
I'm still pissed off at the Connors. So he goes, okay, got it. Boom. He goes, so I'm going to last man stand this.
Yes. And I love how he goes, you know, I got a good idea. And he gave him the slip. He goes, you got to be kidding. He goes, no, I'm not kidding you. Right. It only takes one bad apple.
Right.
And I'm picking it out before it becomes ruined bunch. All right, guys, load up.
Let's go. I'm good. Call me Johnny
Loved
Appleseed.
Love
beautiful.
It.
And he goes, and I already filled out the paperwork. So
yeah,
it's all right.
I gotta save you a check.
So I already
yeah.
knew. So as soon as I had that conversation with my boss, I wrote it out. I said, you're gone.
Yes.
It was really obnoxious.
It was.
And what was in the urinal?
Those things that go on their collar.
Oh, okay. So like a little pelt thing.
Like
okay.
The things you earn.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like a name plate or something. It was an actual badge of honor kind of thing.
Yeah.
What the flip? Who does that to their boss?
Someone trying to be funny, apparently.
Bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's going.
But he's not even fired. He's just moved.
Yeah, go someplace else. Well, because he can't
white
fire.
Privilege. Yeah, white privilege. Can't fire people on fire. Get it? Because they'll just extinguish
it.
He extinguished the fire.
You.
Wow.
No, we're not getting a wow on that one. No.
Oh, no wow on that.
No. That was just too corny.
That was,
like,
bad.
I need a buttery soap. Like,
next week I'm going to do that. And I'll tweet out on this episode, listen for the butter. Oh, gosh, that's hilarious.
So,
I will come up with
but
that.
But then we got PD.
Oh, man.
Why does PD continue to do this?
They're so good.
Like, too good, because I'm like, oh, I'm kind of getting tired.
And what's
maybe
his
I'll
name?
Stream it.
Vogel?
Voight.
He knows too much.
He is. It's not that he knows too much.
He's like,
his ear is always to the ground.
Yes. That's what Wendy Williams always says, was like, the streets are talking.
Yes.
And
yes.
We hear the streets.
Oh, man.
Because so, he was like right away, something up with Burgess.
Well, because she was also different. Like, I love that she's a good actress.
Right.
She can portray something wrong without telling you it was wrong. Because, like, her demeanor was different. She was kind
really?
Of on, like, a high alert. Like, you said something to her, she's, like, looking around, like, wait, what they know?
She
was already,
good
like,
for her.
Messed up.
Yes.
Because she's already overthinking the steps.
Right. She's the way I would have been. Because I thought about it, I'm like, crap. And she listened to the wrong advice.
Yeah. Well, I love what they did. I love how Voight said tell the truth, because they always want Voight to be the bad guy.
Right. Yeah, he's like, just tell it.
And then you let the police
and
politician.
And the other side storyline was, in the background, from another cop about another case, was the cover-up is worse than the crime. So go ahead and just say it.
Also because of Voight.
Right.
Because of the stuff he's been through since season one.
See?
So I love how they did that. And then I love Trudy.
Is that her name on
Trudy Sargent at the front desk. Because she said, listen.
Oh, the old lady.
Yeah, she goes, listen, it's always going to have a problem. Someone's always going to just next time, listen to the cop.
Right. Not to the administrator.
Yeah, they're going to say whatever.
Right. And I loved how she did it.
Oh,
she was like, what you said was that, you know, I was giving you a congratulations to the story. Thanks to keep me in touch. I think that's exactly what she said to Ellen when she goes, hold on, you don't like this stuff. So like I was just saying congratulations.
I can't even deal with you right
now. Keep me in touch. So that's what I like. They just take her Ellen conversation.
Yes. Well,
Ellen emails the
I was shocked because Burgess is one of my favorite.
She's good.
She's been on it since day one. She started out as a patrolman, not even in intelligence.
Really?
Since day one. And then she got promoted to intelligence. So that scene when they were in the hotel room.
Wow.
And they were going to let the dude die.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And
they waited a while.
My homeboy did the Big Brother thing all episode, Leroyce Hawkins. So I'm like, he's really going to go with it for her.
Yes.
And I'm like, why is she doing this? I'm like, don't. Like, I know we said badass Burgess.
Right.
We're waiting for it. But that is not the one.
We'll be back.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
But I will say, you guys on NBC One Chicago,
right,
need to send me a mug. But also, yes. I can't miss a Wednesday. Like, it's so bad that Sandra was like, "Hey, next Wednesday we should go out for dinner."
And you, of course, said yes, dear,
scheduled.
Since I have married you and you are my wife and I love you.
I did say yes, but in my head I was like, Wednesday schedule. Is it new episodes next week or is this a week where it's a bye week? I'm like, yeah, we'll go out to dinner because I can stream it. The world's not over.
We can stream it.
But I thought about it.
I love, and that's why we're friends. I love that that's what happened in your mind was, hold on. Is it a new episode, or is it Halloween time, so they're going to have a Halloween special about Scooby-Doo or Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Or Charlie Rose, so now he's scary. Get it? Because he
did
stuff to women. So
sorry.
I'm just bringing up the whites that it happened to, just so. Cause being alone. Just saying. He the only one in jail.
That's true.
I mean, not even OJ's in jail anymore. You know what I'm saying? So come
That's
on.
That's true.
So come on and get to it, people. So, tonight's One Chicago will be good.
Yes.
You'll be away having dinner.
Yes.
I'll be not having dinner. I'll be watching a show and watching live. And will I be live tweeting? No. But
the
I will be live
I only
watching.
Will miss Med because Sandra's an early dinner person.
Oh, really?
So if anything, it's only Med I'm going to miss.
Okay.
So I'll be there to tweet with Daniel
yes.
and the rest of the cast of Fire and PD.
And they get. I thought it started with like the least to get to the great. Stuff, but they're all good because Med starts off already with Fire and Fury, no pun intended, and then by the time Fire comes up, there's less fires and more grenades, and then it jumps to the PD, which is always something crazy because it's just so flipping
That's
good.
What they do.
And they're never political, which is shocking.
Amazing.
On PD. On Med, they are. So
yeah.
Dick Wolf always try to slide into Med. But it's okay. You know, keep your hands
because
off
Dick Wolf
of Fire
can't do it in all
PD.
Three.
That's right.
So he's like, you know, I'll do it in the one that if they cancel it, I won't be right. as mad.
Right, exactly. Because that's just that's the pay of the Markison, too. And if that fires, we'll send her back over to SVU. All righty then. So follow Jesus daily, not just Sunday.
The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Godin. That's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.